Hello.
Hi, is this Tom?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, Tom. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a couple of weeks ago regarding branding your business on Google, maybe even doing a website for you. I did send an email out to you. I'm not sure if you had a chance to take a look at that, but I certainly would be happy to answer any questions that you might have regarding our services.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I mean, you are still able to take on more work. Do you still see a value to maybe getting a website, possibly even doing Facebook ads, but branding your company on Google and Bing for the people who might not know the name of your business? I mean, it's still maybe a little early in the season, but it is the time that people are going to start looking at their budgets, getting their tax refunds back, looking to, you know, do some work around the house. It'd be a great time to get this going, get you out there where people can find you on their own and call you directly.
You said that was, what, $200 a month for without Facebook ads?
Yeah, I was able to give you a couple of different options. The local package is $199 a month. It is still with a website, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook, Siri. We would do $100 on top of that of Facebook Marketplace ads, but it only goes up to $249. So for an extra $50, you would get $100 of Facebook ads. So a couple of different options for you. We can always hold off on the Facebook ads for now, in which case it's just the $199 a month. The website's included with either package. Obviously, it's not about just putting you where people can see you when they're doing a search for your services. We have to give them the reasons to pick up the phone to call you. So, of course, we're going to do that website for you. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no cost. The $199 or the $249, those are fixed flat rates, meaning they'll never go up, and they are all inclusive, no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. And, of course, it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads and chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. We'll make sure that your business is there at the exact moment that someone in your service area is looking for someone who does handyman or any of the other services that you provide. That website, of course, gives them the reasons to call you. When they decide to call you instead of somebody else, they will have looked at your website, and it's going to be a really high conversion rate with the calls that you get.
Okay. So you're kind of trying to fill a spot then, and if I'm still undecided, you need me to sooner than later, right?
Well, I mean, it is... You know, these positions really only become available in the slow season. They're hard to fill when you know, it's not the time for your services. But it's getting closer and closer to when, you know, it is the opportunity not only for you to be on that first page, but for coinciding with the people who need your services to be looking for you. I think the timing is good for you. I mean, is it the budget that would be holding you back right now? I mean, obviously you are able to take on more work, right?
Yeah, I just... My problem is the $200 a month is a little, you know.
Right.
I
definitely understand that. You know, I mean, it is a good chunk of change there, but I mean, the return on investment is always the most important part of that ROI equation. If you're spending a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overspending. But if you're spending $1,000 and it's making you $5,000 back, you're going to keep on doing that and be happy to do that. Now, you know, obviously I'm trying to make it affordable here for you. I am waiving the one-time setup fee that normally attaches to that first month, and it is really designed for one good job to offset the cost of the service. Whether you're doing 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small jobs, it's still just going to be that flat rate, that $199.
Okay. Is there, if I tell you I wanted to do it, am I locked in for, you know, is it a contract I got to pay for so long?
That's a great question. For us, because we are Google Premier partners, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. It is offered completely at will and no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause it. You can also pause it seasonally. So you're only paying for the months that you're actively using the service. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. It is, though, to answer your question directly, month to month, no contract, no cancellation fees.
Okay. And then if I said yes today, when would my first bill be due?
So it does kind of bill proactively like your rent would. You know, you pay on the first, you're good till the end of the month. In this case, it would bill, you know, today's date, the 26th, for exactly the $199. We get started right away. If you are available for what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds, one of our technicians would spend about a half an hour talking to you in detail about your services, service area, mission statement, motto, slogan, etc. That helps us to build out your website. It takes us about 3, maybe 5 business days to build out your website, get it up and running and online, even if we make changes to it. And again, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's always included at no cost. Your website would never come down, even if we're making changes to it. It would always be up and running there. But to answer your question, it would bill the day that you start, and then it bills on a month-to-month basis moving forward. Is the $199 available today?
I was just going to try and look at my bank account.
The other thing that I'd be willing to do here, and I can do it once per quarter, and I haven't used it yet, and we're towards the end of the second month already, so I know I've been saving it for something, and it could be this. I'm happy to use it. It's called a 6-week first month, and it's exactly like it sounds. And there is only, you know, 28 days, 4 weeks in February. So instead of billing, you know, a month from today, you'd actually get 6 weeks as your first month. There would not even be a second payment scheduled in March. Your next payment would actually be April 12th. So that would be 6 weeks from today that your next payment would be scheduled. So that gives you a little bit more time to get more jobs coming in and make that next payment of $199 a little bit easier. So if you were able to do that first payment, your next payment again would be April 12th, and that would be your billing date. It would bill on the 12th of the month moving forward from there.
Okay.
Kind of like a half a month for free.
Right. But you pay the $199 now, and then I'd be billed again in 6 weeks.
That is correct, yeah. Instead of billing in 4 weeks, which would happen with, you know, February being, you know, a short month, instead of billing in 4 weeks, you'd have 6 weeks.
Okay.
Just give you a little more breathing space. If you have to tighten the belt a little bit to make it happen, at least you can loosen it up after that.
Right. I guess, it can't hurt to try it, I guess.
I think you're going to be happy with it. I mean, the websites that we build, not only are they Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, very modern looking websites, and it's exactly what a lot of people respond well to. I mean, you've got a lot of experience, and keep in mind, we want to use your photos, and any photos that you send our way, as we send you jobs, you can always send us new photos or even videos, and we'll add that to the website. Now, the business name is Above and Beyond Handyman, and the and is the ampersand, the symbol, not A-N-D spelled out, right?
Right.
Okay. And the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number, Tom, that you want your customers to call, the one you want on your website, so 810-515-6716. And it is a smartphone, right? I mean, you can receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Okay. Now, most of the time, you are simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and of course, we will be promoting your phone number. Now, the website that we build will also give people the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc., when they fill out that contact form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you, and of course, whether they are calling you directly or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then I do have the email address, tmrswill@gmail.com. That's still a good email address for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. It's more of a personal email, so it won't be seen on your website physically, but it will be attached to that contact form. So people won't know the email address, but when they fill it out, you'll get the emails. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, from time to time we'll email things out to you. I do have an address on file, the 931 Knapp Avenue, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address, showroom, or location that you would want the public to know about, right? No one comes to you?
Right, and I don't live at that address anymore either.
You don't. That's not an active address for you. So, of course, Google doesn't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone kind of driving out to your door and knocking on it, especially if you're out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed Flint. Oh, you are still in Flint, though. What is your new address?
I'm in Flushing, 7127.
Okay.
Partridge Drive. Like the bird Partridge.
Mm-hmm.
Flushing, Michigan, 48433.
48433. Perfect. And that, of course, is still, and you said that was a 70, not sure why the numbers didn't save. The street address again in on Partridge Drive?
7127.
7127, okay. Gotcha.
That's Flushing, right?
And that's in Flushing, of course. And then, I never did get your last name, or didn't save.
William.
No S at the end? Williams with an S
yep.
at the end. Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any questions for me, Tom, at this point, I would do a couple of things. One is, like I said, to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but typically it takes about half that time, maybe 30, 35 minutes. The other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can certainly stop at any time, that we are including the website for you, that we're waiving your initial setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification and schedule that client interview, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover. Mr. Williams, what works best for you, sir?
I'd have to book, see what it is. I'm pretty sure it's a Visa.
Okay. And is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both?
My name on the card.
Your name first and last and no middle initial?
Thomas E. Williams.
Thomas. I was going to ask if it's Tom or Thomas. So T-O-M, T-H-O-M?
Yeah, T-H-O-M-A-S.
A-S. And you said the middle initial again?
E.
I thought so. Just a little bit of a kind of a muffled in the background. So Thomas E. Williams, and that's the Knapp Avenue or the new address for the billing?
The billing's always going to be Flushing.
It's going to be Flushing.
The other address is no longer any good.
That one's no good, and it's updated already. All right. If it's a MasterCard, it would start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Visa would start with a 4. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
My Visa has Thomas Williams Jr., no E on it.
Okay, so that's the card you're using now?
Yeah, this is my Visa card.
Visa, okay. And just abbreviated JR for Junior?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. If you can read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4086.
Mm-hmm.
5502.
Okay.
8842.
Yes, sir.
2671.
And then the expiration month and year?
1027.
10 of 2027, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
555.
555. I've got 555, 555 on the back of the card. I've got October or 10 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Williams, was the card itself 4086? 5502-8842-2671.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah.
Okay. So for client support, it's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And if you do reach out to us by way of email, you can do so, of course, 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And of course, like I said, they will respond to you either that same business day or very late in the day if they receive that either after hours or, like I said, late in the day. You will, like I said, receive all that information by way of email about a minute or so after I get through that voice verification. Again, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. I do have it pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Tom, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Above and Beyond Handyman.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Thomas E. Williams, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Williams, as the owner of Above and Beyond Handyman, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And, of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it is, of course, our job to make sure that your phone is ringing, make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Tom, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll do quite well with the service. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month, no contract. The reason that we ask, of course, is, well, first of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and equally or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Williams, that's fair enough, right?
What about a radio ad?
Radio ads are fine. We're just talking about online because, well, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website for you. We'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along online, it's important to let us know so that we can make sure the information is accurate. A radio ad isn't going to conflict with anything online or your placement or anything like that. But we wouldn't want, like, you know, someone to spell out the and between above and beyond somewhere, or to, you know, put a different phone number on there or something like that, because ultimately that could work against our efforts to put you and keep you on that first page. So like I said, it's not like an exclusivity clause, but if you know of anybody who will create content online for your business, we would like to know as quickly as possible. But like I said, we do that audit periodically anyway. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service itself, and of course, with the setup fee waived, the website included, and with it being that 6-week first month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199, Tom, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew, not a month from now, but 6 weeks from now on April 12th. So no payment scheduled at all for March, with recurring billing on the 12th of the month beginning in April at the exact same amount of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you unless at some point in time you say, hey, can we still do those Facebook ads? In which case, we would include $100 of Facebook ads just for the extra $50. But of course, until you let us know that that's something you want to do, it bills for the $199. Now, it is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service offered completely at will and no contract. And again, that means you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you need to. All that we do request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That's actually because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Williams, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, like I said, you are going to receive a confirmation email in the next couple of minutes here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link via a direct text message. And then when you receive either the automated email or the text message, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I am pulling up that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. One thing that I did want to do here before I schedule that follow-up call is just to set up a little bit of extra protection here on the account, just another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Above and Beyond Handyman, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And of course, if anyone calls you like a week or so from now when your website's up, anyone not a potential customer, anyone, even if they're claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Probably first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Bear.
Bear. Okay. I do have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. Now, like I said, I will be scheduling that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. I think it's a little bit too tight to get you in here at 1 o'clock, but we could certainly do 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there would also be a 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. As long as you can carry on a conversation, you can even be working. But do any of those times work out for you today, or do you have a preferred time?
You said around 2 o'clock you can do?
We could do 2. Yeah, the call will be scheduled from 2 until 3. Typically, it gets you right at or shortly after the start of the hour. In this case, it would be 2 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any quick questions that you might have, introduce you to your technician, and then hand it over to them. I'll try to be in between phone calls, and hopefully I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then. At 1 o'clock, well, I think it might still be time for me to get that in the system here, for our automated system to send you a reminder email an hour prior. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your record. You certainly don't need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local Splash. CIENG, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
No, let me see on the. I was going to have you change my email because.
Okay.
Felt a lot.
Okay, I can change the email. Is there a better email for you then?
Yeah, because I tried to switch up because this one always fills up on me. I got so much garbage going.
I know it. I've got the one email that I've had for a long time, and I try to unsubscribe to some of these things that I get on a regular basis. It doesn't seem to help.
I was gonna say it don't seem to work. So
it doesn't.
I need a new one.
Yeah, so that's the only thing that works.
The new one is TWILL. 12970 at Gmail.
Okay. So you said TWILL, and then that was 12970, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So future emails will go to that email address. The one that you did send, I can resend it. But you should have also gotten the text message, but I'm going to re-trigger, and it seems like the welcome email got sent just now. I'm not sure what email that went to as I was in transition making that change. But I'm going to send you to the email you just gave me, the one that says local Splash initial invoice. You may end up getting two of these.
Uh-huh. I got the one for the other, the original email.
You did, okay. So if you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
I see Local Splash, Local Splash, Client Dashboard.
Yeah, so if it's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice in the body of the email at the very top, it says, hello, Thomas, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Mine says, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, you might be in the welcome email. So the welcome email is, yeah, that's...
Dashboard.
Yeah, and then... The welcome email has your username and password. You don't have to access your dashboard. Your dashboard's not active yet. That's your tracking and reporting system. We need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. But you should have gotten one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
To get your business profile verified.
That's the other one, yeah. But just a note on that, you don't have to send us everything on there, but anything that you can send us will help, just to satisfy Google that you're a real business, that you're active in the local area. Any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, that type of thing.
Okay, this is the one. Initial, thanks for choosing Local Splash.
That's the one, yeah. Yeah, that's the one. And then it should say, please click here to accept the... So click on the click here.
Yep.
Now feel free to scroll through it. This is everything that we went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you know, obviously Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities too, so we will be mirroring the content on Bing as well. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We are doing that website for you, of course. Now, you'll see the line that goes across it, and below it, it does populate a couple of different boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on both of those boxes. You'll see the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name. It needs to be pretty close to an exact match. So the T, W, and the J are capitalized. There's no period after the abbreviation for Junior, but Thomas Williams Jr., because that's how it appears on the card. I do have it in the notes so that you do go by Tom, and we'll address you as such. If you're not able to fully see the confirmed signature box, if you're on your smartphone, you have to flip it sideways, and your orientation can't be locked in portrait. It should flip to a landscape mode, and that longer orangish colored box that says confirmed signature, that should pop up high enough for you to click on it. Clicking on that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that you can stop at any time, that we are including the website, that we waived your setup fee and reduced the price. It also will allow us to verify your listing and make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that if it asks you to log in to your tracking system. And again, you don't have to do that. Your welcome email does have your username and password. We've made it easy for you to remember your username and easy for us to access it and associate it with your account. You cannot change your username. It is in our system the same way, but it is the phone number we're speaking on. The area code's included, though, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username simply 810-515-6716. It looks like your default password is NetSplash. You can change that at any time. You are all set and squared away on my end. I'm sending you now that calendar invite because it may just be, you know, a couple minutes past the hour that our automated emails would remind you that that follow-up call is about an hour from now. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, I will definitely be on that call as well. And of course, I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you. I did, of course, want to take this opportunity to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website built, getting your phone ringing, getting you those good jobs that you're looking for, and then, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, I'm sending you that client interview reminder to your email inbox, that invitation. Now, it does have your username, which again is your phone number, your name, and then your actual phone number, and any correspondence to the support email, support@localsplash.com, and that's the only email you need, but please do include your username or phone number. That does make it easy for us to kind of access the information and associate it with your account. Other than that, you know, looking forward to speaking with you. Hopefully I'll be available when our technician gives you a call in about an hour.
Okay. Thank
you. All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Tom. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you in about an hour or so.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.